Day 58, or February the 27th. Don't worry. Be happy now. Our thoughts today are rooted in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 11. Now what I am commanding you today is not too difficult for you, or beyond your reach. First, the big picture surrounding this verse. Deuteronomy is made up of the last three sermons of Moses, and today we are looking at the beginning of the third one. He reminds the people of their covenant with God, which takes care of the future in a world which will see them entering and conquering an alien land. This will prove to be some of the last words of Moses, just before he passes leadership on to Joshua, whom God has already chosen. And now today's action step. No, it's too hard for me. I can't manage it. I seem to hear that more than I ever used to. In a world where people seem to give up so easily, the Bible has some encouraging words for us. There are times in life when I have doubted, usually at times of illness or when family or work is particularly stressful. It's significant that Moses tells the people that God is not demanding more than they can manage. The Apostle Paul says a similar thing in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. The temptations in your life are no different from what others experience, and God is faithful. He will not allow the temptation to be more than you can stand. When you are tempted, He will show you a way out so that you can endure. It seems to me that Moses and Paul were responding to an issue that they were sure would arise, and God had already anticipated it with His written guarantee. Most people have times when they think they are not going to be able to cope. If you are having doubts, be assured God will not be taken by surprise when you question Him. Actually, He's expecting it. So when you feel like giving up, or you're just overwhelmed by what's happening in your life, remember, God has helped loads of people like you before, and is ready to see you through it too. All you have to do is ask.